Teal for a beautiful smile. The life of Riley for laughs. Teal, T-E-E-L, Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice. That's it, T-E-E-L. Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, brings you The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Remember, friends, for beautiful smiles, it's T-E-E-L, Teal. And just for laughs, it's R-I-L-E-Y, Riley, in The Life of Riley. Over the garden of Chester A. Riley's California bungalow, darkness has fallen. Darkness and silence. In the blackness of the backyard, our hero Riley stands, a solitary figure, alert and watchful, waiting, waiting. Ah, what's that? Footsteps on the gravel path. And now the fearless Riley grows tense. The footsteps come closer. Closer. Suddenly, Riley leaps forward.
You may be bigger than me, but I ain't afraid of you. I got you.
Riley! Let go of me!
She's dumpling. Oh, it's you.
Oh.
It's a good thing you yelled out when we started the fight. Otherwise, I might have got hurt.
Big idea, scaring the wits out of people.
Huh?
And what are you doing out in the garden this time of night?
Shh. Peg, not so loud. I'm watching.
Watching what?
My carrots.
For heaven's sake, Riley, why should anybody want to steal your carrots?
Well, I think somebody found out that I got a secret fertilizer for making vegetables grow very big, and they want to steal it.
Secret fertilizer?
Yeah.
You mean that awful mixture you've been mixing out of vitamins and dried fish? Oh, Riley.
Oh, all right. Sure. Go ahead, laugh. Yeah, They laughed at all the great scientists who were trying to benefit mankind. They laughed at Louis Pasteur when he gave microbes to humanity.
Oh, come in the house.
No, I'm watching for this carrot crook. And when I catch him, I'm... Look, Peg, the prowler. There he is.
Where?
Over there.
Oh, Riley. It's only a rabbit.
A rabbit? Ah, I'll fix him. Where's a stick? I'll scare the daylights out of him.
Oh, dear, it's late. Come on in.
Okay, but you don't know rabbits. By tomorrow, there'll be more rabbits that I can shake a stick at. Say, did Babs get me some more dried fish for my fertilizer?
Oh, no. She went to the movies with Simon Vanderhopper.
Simon... Oh, that's Simon. I don't want that loafer taking my daughter to movies.
What's wrong with the movies?
I've been in them movies. I've seen what goes on with the younger generation in them balconies.
Well, what if Simon does hold Bab's hand?
Holding hands is one thing. Doing it with a half Nelson is another.
Better go. I only let you come into the house because you said you wanted a glass of water, but you didn't even drink it.
I tricked you, Babs. I had another reason for coming into the house and sitting beside you on the couch.
Oh, what was the reason?
My feet are killing me.
Simon, you'd better go before my father comes in and catches you here.
Not yet. First, you gotta kiss me.
Well, Simon, behave.
I can't go on like this. Just... Seeing you makes my blood boil. Right now I can feel my corpuscles cooking. I love you, Babs. I love you madly.
Simon, for heaven's sake, will you go?
Gee, I don't understand why your father can't learn to like me. My father learned to like me. Maybe if I went in and had a man-to-man talk with him.
Or maybe, but better wait till after Easter. He's in a bad mood tonight. He's in charge of an Easter party his lodge is giving, and he's having a terrible time trying to think up clever stunts for the children.
Maybe if I helped your father with his Easter party, that might change his attitude toward me.
Oh, well, maybe, but... Well, have you got an idea?
Well, at the party, I could dress up like an Easter bunny.
A bunny? Oh, Simon, that's wonderful. Well, the children would love a big bunny.
That is, if I don't have to hop. I can't hop very well. I have fallen arches.
All you'll have to do is hand out the Easter eggs to the kids.
Oh, come on, let's go tell Daddy.
No, he might not want to listen. Let's surprise him. I'll rent a rabbit suit, and tomorrow night I'll put it on, and I'll sneak in through your garden. Oh, boy. Somebody's gonna get a big surprise.
Yoo-hoo, Mr. Riley. It's me, Waldo Binney.
Oh, hello, Waldo. How are you?
Oh, my aching back. Seems my dear wife got an anonymous Easter card and recognized my handwriting.
Well, what did you say on the card, Waldo?
It was a poem. Mm. The little buds grow into flowers when Easter comes our way. And you, my darling, you grow too. You grow 5 pounds a day.
Well, no wonder she beat you up.
Yes, but I got revenge. Just wait till she sinks her teeth into the colored eggs I gave her.
Why, Waldo?
Well, you see, one of them isn't an egg. It's a chocolate-covered billiard ball.
Oh, what a thing to do.
Oh, yes, I'm a fiend. Well, good night, Mr. Riley. It's getting late.
Yeah, I know, but I'm staying out here. I gotta watch my carrots. Last night, there was a little rabbit nibbling at them. If I ever lay my hands on that rabbit, my wife's coat will have a new mink collar.
Mr. Riley, mm-hmm. Are you still experimenting with your fertilizer?
Oh, yeah. I call it Riley Grow. It's going to make my vegetables so big I'll have to pull them out of the ground with a bulldozer. I'll make a fortune.
Yeah. Mr. Riley.
What's the matter?
There's something moving out there now.
Oh, it must be the rabbit.
See over by the fence there?
Yeah, it's all white and... Holy smoke!
Heavens to Betsy!
Jump and catch me!
Oh, my stars!
Waldo, do you see what I see?
Yes, I see it.
A rabbit 5 feet tall.
Oh, my. He's coming toward us. Save me, Mr. Riley.
He's going to attack. Don't be afraid, Waldo. I'll protect you. Stand in front of me.
He's coming closer.
Get away! Get away! No,
it's all right, Mr. Riley. No, you can stop now. It's gone. Stop.
Oh, he's gone. Waldo, I still can't believe it. Maybe we just imagined that rabbit.
Oh, no, we didn't. Look at those huge footprints. No, that rabbit was real.
But how can it be? A rabbit over 5 feet tall. It's impossible. How could he grow so big with... Waldo.
Huh?
I got it. It's my Riley Grow. My fertilizer.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, I used it on these carrots to make them grow big. The last time I saw that rabbit, he was small, eating my carrots. And now... That's it, Waldo, that's it.
But it didn't make the carrots big. I don't understand it.
Do you understand radar, or atoms, or plutonium? Uranium and palladium. No, but they work.
Mr. Riley, you are right. You've made a tremendous earth-shaking discovery. You are a great man.
Yeah. I can see the newspaper headline now. Ignoramus becomes genius. Babs, start the car. He's after me.
Oh, what's wrong, Cousin? Didn't Daddy like your idea?
I couldn't tell. He was too busy throwing rocks. Start the car before he gets here.
Oh, now, Simon, we're going back in there and explain to Daddy.
No, he'll kill me.
Don't be silly. Now, come on.
Well, all right. But not in this rabbit suit. I'll leave it here. If I have to die for you, Babs, I'll die like a man. Not like a rabbit.
Mr. Riley, I just can't get over it. You, a famous scientist.
Famous? I'll be notorious.
Oh, just think. Someday your brain will be in Harvard University. In a bottle.
Yeah. I can hardly wait to see it. It's amazing. It's amazing. Just think, Waldo. One bite out of one of my carrots.
Mr. Riley.
What's the matter, Waldo?
You've been eating those carrots, too.
Yeah. Delicious.
But good heavens, don't you see? If the stuff works on rabbits, then...
Waldo! You mean I'm gonna grow? No. No, it ain't possible.
In science, anything is possible.
Oh, that's true. Oh, Waldo, what am I gonna do if I grow...
No, pull yourself together, Mr. Riley. Lots of people admire tall men.
But that rabbit grew 5 times its size. I'll be 30 feet high.
Now, don't be an alarmist. You probably will be more than 15 feet high.
But I don't want to be 15 feet high. Where'll I live? My room's too small. I'll have to sleep with my feet sticking out the window. The milkman's horse will lick them.
Now, keep calm, Mr. Riley.
Daddy, are you in the kitchen?
Oh, that's Babs. Don't tell her about this, Waldo. Not yet. I don't want to worry my poor family.
Daddy, Simon is here.
Simon? I got enough trouble without that pest.
Now, wait, Mr. Riley. I can explain.
Simon?
But, Mr. Riley, give me a chance.
Simon, get out of this house.
All right. But someday you'll learn to like me. You'll see. In time, I'll grow on you.
I don't want you growing on me. Right now, I'm growing on myself. Simon, get out of this house!
Teal has just brought you the first act of The Life of Riley, and we'll be back with Riley in just a moment. Meanwhile, this is Ken Carpenter. Have you been promising yourself to try Teal, the only leading dentifrice that cleans teeth without abrasives, protects teeth from ground-in gum-lined cavities? Today, without risking a penny, you can try Teal. Just get the special bargain package, the large 50-cent Teal and the 10-cent size, a 60-cent value, both for 39 cents. Use the small bottle. See how gently Teal's patented ingredient cleans your teeth, avoids harsh abrasive action that gradually grinds in cavities at the gum line. If after using the 10-cent bottle, you aren't completely delighted with Teal, return the large-sized bottle unopened to your dealer. He'll refund the full purchase price. The test will have cost you nothing. But remember, this offer is for a limited time only, so act now. Ask for the special Teal offer. T-E-E-L, Teal. The tangy, refreshing, liquid dentifrice. And now back to The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Well, actually, the 5-foot rabbit that Riley saw in his vegetable garden was really his daughter's boyfriend, Simon, who dressed up in a rented rabbit costume. But poor Riley is certain that his own secret fertilizer, which he put on his carrots, is responsible for raising this gigantic rabbit. Now, having eaten some of the same carrots himself, Riley now fears that he is about to grow into a giant. But his family has no inkling of what's going on.
Mother, isn't it time Daddy got up? He's got to get down to his lodge and get ready for the Easter party.
Oh, let him sleep a little longer. I don't think your father's well.
What's the matter?
Well, I don't know. It started last night at dinner. He wouldn't touch his rabbit stew. And all through the night, he kept getting out of bed and looking in the mirror.
Well, I hope he'll be all right for the Easter party.
Oh, well, I don't think it's anything serious. Now, you go wake up Junior and tell him to get dressed. Oh, by the way, did the tailor bring Junior's pants?
Yes. Oh, let's see, where'd I put them? Oh, yes, I left them on the chair in Daddy's bedroom. Shall I go in and get them?
Oh, no, dear. Let's let your father have another few minutes' sleep. He needs it. I wish I knew what was worrying him.
Feet. 10 feet. 12 feet. I can't stop growing. Oh, now my head is hitting the ceiling. What'll I do? I'll knock my brains out.
Riley, wake up.
Darling, huh?
Time to get up, dear.
Oh, it's you, Peg. Oh, thank heaven it was only a dream.
Hurry up and get dressed, dear. I'll get your breakfast ready.
Okay, Peg. I'll be dressed in a minute. Oh, where's my pants? Oh, here they are on a chair. Gosh, I wish I could go back to bed. No, I'd better get my pants on. That's funny. They're so tight. What's happening? No, it can't be.
The pants won't pull up. They're too small. And I ain't even up to my wide part. Oh, it's happened. I'm getting too big for my britches. I'm growing, just like the rabbit. I'm getting bigger by the second. I feel it. My throat is swelling up. I need air. The windows.
Who there, Riley?
Who's that?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker.
Hello, Digger.
Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine. Very natural.
Well, I don't feel so good.
Tell me, Riley, why are you leaning out the window in that odd fashion?
I'm breathing.
Breathing?
Yeah.
Fine habit. Don't stop on my account.
Listen, Digger. I'm in trouble. Come in the house. Come in through this window.
If you insist. But I'm not accustomed to getting into such a small opening. Oh, good heavens, Riley. Look at your trousers.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Listen, Digger. What would you say if I told you that I suddenly begun to grow again? And soon I'll be 15 feet tall.
15 feet? Oh, that would upset certain plans I've made for you. I bought you a bathrobe for your birthday. And it's only size 42.
Oh, it's awful, Digger. I'm like Frankenstein. I've created a monster. And I'm the monster.
Well, that's absurd. You look the same to me. However, just to make sure, I'll measure you. Lie down, Riley.
You want me to lie down?
Oh, excuse me, I forgot. In your case, I'll make an exception. Now, let's see. Mm-hmm. Just as I thought. You're still 5'11".
Are you sure, Digger? But these pants, look at them. They hardly... Wait a minute. What's this in my pocket? Marbles. When did I play marbles last? Oh, Digger, these are Junior's pants. Oh, and I thought I was growing. I guess my formula only makes rabbits grow. Yeah, that's it.
Rabbits, Riley? What rabbits?
Oh, never mind, Digger. Oh, boy, what a relief. Well, I'm going to enjoy my Easter holiday after all.
Easter is my favorite holiday. Ah, Easter. Getting your pocket picked as you walk in the Easter parade. Sitting down on a gaily colored hard-boiled egg they forgot to boil. Watching my favorite spring flowers budding anew. Lilies. Forget-me-nots and croakers. I adore Easter. It's okay. Well, cheerio. It's time I was shoveling off.
So long, Digger. Watch your head going through the window. Ah, what a sweet guy. Always ready to give people a lift. Oh, my pants. Oh, yeah. Don't get frightened, Peg. I tore Junior's pants when I got into them because I was 15 feet tall. I mean, I thought I was 15 feet tall.
15 feet?
Yeah.
Riley, dear, maybe you better get back into bed.
Bed? Oh, you think I'm crazy. Well, I got a good logical reason for thinking I was 15 feet tall.
Oh, you have?
Sure. Because the rabbit I saw in the garden was over 5 feet tall.
The rabbit was five... Dear, I'll get you an ice bag.
But wait a minute. Stop feeling my head. I ain't crazy.
But you're talking so foolish.
Oh, no wonder you think I'm nuts. You don't know why the rabbit is 5 feet tall.
Why, dear? Tell me.
On account of he's been eating my carrots that I grew with my secret formula. It makes rabbits grow 10 times their size. Oh, Peg. Peg, this is terrible. I didn't realize.
Now, Riley, please, dear, control yourself.
Peg, look what I've let loose in the world. Do you know what'll happen when 5-foot rabbits begin chasing each other over Hollywood and Vine? It'll be the end of civilization.
Riley, now listen. You didn't see a 5-foot rabbit. And even if you did, it's only one rabbit.
Yeah, now it's only one rabbit. But spring is in the air. Suppose that rabbit decides to get married.
Here's an aspirin, dear.
Pretty soon there'll be so many big rabbits, us humans will be driven to the woods. There'll be rabbits in the streets, rabbits in our homes. Rabbits will be going into restaurants and ordering Welsh Riley.
Crazy talk.
Let me go, Peg. I gotta trap that rabbit and keep him a bachelor.
But you couldn't have seen a 5-foot rabbit.
I tell you, I did see him.
Now, you listen to me. What happened to you is what they call an optical illusion. Now, you may have seen a rabbit in the garden, but it was only a little rabbit.
Well, back. I got that rabbit suit on again. How do I look?
Simon, maybe we better forget about this whole thing.
Oh, no. It's a great idea. I'll be tops with your father after this. Where is he?
He's still dressing. In his room.
Boy, wait till he comes in. When he sees a big rabbit sitting here in his Morris chair, it'll knock his eyes out. Now, the minute your father's finished dressing, you go in.
It was all your imagination. Now, wasn't it?
Well, I...
Oh, come on now, admit it.
Yeah, Peg, you're right. You convinced me. I imagined the whole thing.
Well, I'm glad that's cleared up. Now, you relax while I get this room straight.
All right.
Oh, the Sunday paper's in the living room, dear, in your Morris chair.
Okay, Dumplin, I'll get it. Imagine thinking I saw a 5-foot rabbit. It's ridiculous. Only lunatics see 5-foot rabbits. Why, I ought to have my... Peg, he's in there.
Who?
The rabbit. He's sitting in my Morris chair.
The rabbit? Now, Riley, don't start that again.
Shh. I'm going to look again. Now he's reading the Sunday papers.
This has gone far enough. I'm going to prove to you once and for all that...
No, no, Peg, don't go in there. They may be vicious.
Daddy, hurry up.
Babs, she's in there. Helpless. I gotta save her. Now I got you, you monster. Get moving to my house, will you? I'll show you.
Ben, hold on,
wait. Mr. Riley, wait. Get off.
Now, shut up, you beast. You can't talk yourself out of here. It talks. The rabbit talks.
But, Mr. Riley, it's me, Simon.
Oh, Riley.
Daddy, you thought the rabbit was real?
Wait a minute. You mean it ain't a real rabbit? It's only Simon?
Sure. It's me, Mr. Riley.
What a revolting development he is. Simon, get out of that costume, you faker.
But, Mr. Riley...
Take it off or I'll rip it off.
There. It's off.
Simon, get out of this house.
Yes, sir. I'm going. I know the way by heart.
And don't come back. No daughter of mine is going to go out with an imitation rabbit.
Riley is will be back in half a minute. Now, at your dealer, a special offer on Peel, the liquid dentifrice. With a large 50-cent size, you get a 10-cent bottle, a 60-cent value, both for 39 cents. If you aren't delighted with Peel, return the large Peel bottle, unopened, and get your money back.
Well, it's time to hand out these Easter eggs to the kids.
If you hadn't thrown Simon out, Daddy, you wouldn't have had to dress up in that rabbit suit.
Oh, I don't need Simon. I got enough brains to be a rabbit. Well, better get started. Come on, kiddies. Your Uncle Bunny's got some lovely Easter eggs for you. Now, who's first? Come on. Ah, here you are, little girl. Take your egg and... what's the matter, little girl? Afraid of Uncle Bunny? What are you staring at?
Oh, Mommy, look at the big ears on that rabbit.
Oh, is that so? Well, it so happens that these are my own ears. Happy Easter, everybody.
Procter & Gamble, makers of Peel, the amazing liquid dentifrice, invite you to be their guests next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. William Bendix appears by arrangement with Hal Roach and may soon be seen in Paramount's The Blue Dahlia. The Life of Riley is produced for Teal by Irving Brecker and is directed by Don Bernard. Music by Lou Kozlov. This is Ken Carpenter on behalf of Teal, inviting you to listen again next week. And remember, for laughs, it's R-I-L-E-Y, Riley, and for lovely smiles, it's T-E-E-L, Teal. Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, protects teeth beautifully.
It's a washing miracle for silks, nylons, woolens, dishes.
What are you talking about?
Dreft. I'll spell it. D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. Yes, ladies, and Dreft spells faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history.
That's true. Take lingerie, for example. Why, Dreft keeps my dainty underthings fresher and brighter than even expensive soap flakes.
Right. You see, Dreft is different from soap. Dreft's rich suds rinse clean and clear. They simply can't leave any sticky deposit the way all soaps do. No wonder Dreft keeps lingerie, stockings, new woolens prettier and brighter far longer than any soap could ever do. With Dreft, there's no soap fading.
Yes, and for washing dishes, Dreft is just unbelievable. Why, Dreft makes my dishes shine even without wiping. Every woman knows how dishes washed with soap dry with a greasy film, unless you polish them. Well, my Dreft wash dishes drain dry, bright and sparkling. Even glasses sparkle without touching a towel to them.
Yes, ladies. Decide now to open up this bright new world of beauty for your nice things, for your fine washables, for your dishes. So get Dreft in the bright green package. Dreft, Procter & Gamble's amazing suds discovery that gives you faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history. That's D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. Next time you shop, get Dreft.
Listen again next week, same time, when Teal, for a beautiful smile, brings you The Life of Riley for laughs.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Laughs.